Now, from planes to automobiles, the Lebanese love their cars, and it shows. Some studies suggest there are two cars for every person in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Many of those vehicles are decades old and spew heaps of toxic chemicals. There's now one small effort to measure the environmental damage and sell some new, cleaner cars in the process. Ben Gilbert reports.
Beirut streets are filled with aging Mercedes, belching clouds of toxic fumes into the air. Beirut has experienced a building boom that's led to more people using more vehicles on the country's already crowded roads. Dr. Najat Saliba is one of them. She's a chemistry professor at the American University of Beirut. Saliba wanted to monitor the levels of toxins a driver inhales while stuck in traffic. It's an experience she's intimately familiar with.
The idea came because I'm stuck in traffic every day, so I thought I would want to monitor how much particulate matter I will be inhaling during traffic.
Studies here have shown air pollution levels are sometimes three times the level deemed safe by the World Health Organization, but Saliba just didn't want to know how much fumes a driver might suck while stuck in traffic. She wanted to know the collective pollution from driving around the city. So with help from a few car companies, she got a van equipped with pollution monitoring equipment that will travel the streets for 2 hours, twice a day in heavy traffic, and so began a study with an extremely long name.
Monitoring particulate matter emissions during traffic in real time on a busy street in Lebanon.
Carl Joe Mohanna is the medical student in charge of the project. The van is kind of like a Google van for air quality.
The good thing about this machine is that we can monitor it remotely. So I can access it from home or from anywhere with a laptop. So I go in and then I have all the values in front of me. I don't even need to be inside the van. Every 6 seconds, the values that the machine is recording, I'd be able to read it at home.
Mohanna says a website will show the position of the van and the pollution levels. It will even be on Facebook, on the page of the Nissan franchise in Lebanon that's funding the project. Not coincidentally, Nissan has a new green car coming out, the Leaf. Abdo Swaidan heads Rheinco Motors.
Nissan as a corporation is under a green evolution. So everything that helps in the awareness of pollution and particulates in the air is of high importance to us.
But, I asked Swaidan, if an auto company's goal is to sell more cars, and more cars lead to more air pollution, doesn't that put his goals and the goals of the study at odds?
Absolutely not. If we sell good cars, we are going to sell more good cars. If there are safety compliances in this country that are dictated by policymakers to only import good cars for the environment, manufacturers of environmental friendly cars will be able to sell more of the same.
In other words, the more Nissans he sells, the fewer old Mercedes there are on the streets spewing CO2. Many cars in Lebanon are so old they'd be junked in Europe or the U.S. Swaidan says he's all for tighter environmental regulations and enforcement on vehicles. As it stands now,
the only regulation that exists is that there are no regulations.
Regulations, Swaidan said, would make the air cleaner, cut down on air pollution, and help make him a few more bucks in the process. The new pollution monitoring van, Swaidan and other supporters say, will hopefully increase the public's awareness about the need for such regulations. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.